President Trump, you know, his first term, he was trying to get this thing done, but the Democrats sidetracked him, and he said this in a big announcement, but huge news, two major pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer and AstraZeneca, just signed deals with the United States, announcing, in essence, that they're going to become a drug company on what you call the MFN list, which is the most favored nation. You know, for years, decades, we've been paying 80% and higher than other countries for the same exact drug, pill, that's manufactured at the same manufacturing plant. And Americans, you know, are taking it in the shorts. And President Trump finally, through a series of letters, he sent a letter out to 17 leading pharmaceutical manufacturers on July 31st. And basically use the tariffs as a leverage tool to get them to come to the table. Two drug companies came to the table, and now Americans, to the tune of about 100 million patients, are going to save as much as 80% off on their prescriptions as a result of President Trump. I can go in much more in detail on it, but that's the meat and the bones on it. And this is exciting news. He's even going one step farther. The White House is planned to unveiling next year, sometime launching a website that's called TrumpRx. And President Trump doesn't own this, so it's just a website that is going to take out the middleman. And the person that needs a pill, a pharmaceutical that has a prescription, can go directly to the manufacturer, bypass all the red tape and all the nonsense and all the extra fluff of money, and buy it directly from the manufacturer. So this is just huge news.
You know, it's just the times in which we live, but there's so many great things happening, you can't keep track of it. And I'm scratching my head over these protests that just defy logic when things like this are happening that help people. And wars. It's amazing. And I saw the market like that yesterday. Okay, other good news that's happened since we talked last?
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about this government shutdown, and so the Democrats have been threatening, and also when the big, beautiful bill came out, they said, you know, you're going to hurt women and infants. They're not going to have their food stamps. They're not going to have the support. Well, President Trump just announced a major food aid supplement program. He infused $300 million into WIC, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Program for women and infants and children. That's what WIC stands for. And this is, you know, to purchase staples like fruit and vegetables, low-fat milk, et cetera, infant formula. And because of the government shutdown, the Democrats were saying, hey, this is going to get shut down too. Well, President Trump found a creative solution, that's the verbiage, and he used tariff revenue to keep the program afloat. That's where the $300 million came, because the law permits the president and his administration to transfer money allocated to other programs like WIC. They bypassed Congress, because, of course, Congress is not meeting. Today, they're going to start this process again. Hopefully, they can get an agreement. It'll be the seventh time on agreement. But, you know, President Trump is a very smart business guy. He's not a politician, as we all know. And he made it happen, and the women and infants of the United States are benefiting from it.
Incredible. It really is. You talked last week about laying out the big picture related to the global financial system. Give us an update on where we're going, how this impacts, again, just average, everyday, ordinary people.
Well, this is something I've been talking about for quite some time on national radio. I know you and I are fairly new to each other, but it's called, CNB finally said this on October 9th, called the debasement trade on Wall Street. And you know, what it is, basically, debasement means devaluing the currency. And, you know, during COVID, all major governments of the world spent a lot of money. They created enormous amounts of debt. But after COVID, countries spent even more, and the U.S. unfortunately led the charge in that. So now we have massive, unmanageable global debt. This is way out of control. And to put into perspective the United States, you know, we got $5 trillion coming in. We're spending $7 trillion. We have a $2 trillion budget deficit, using round numbers. And the interest payment, which is the largest piece of the budget, is $1 trillion. It's unmanageable. It's impossible. And so what we create debt. Debt, though, has to be high enough in a return to keep the debtor who holds that debt happy. And the unfortunate thing is the dollar is down 10% year to date, which guarantees the debtor or the investor a massive loss. So what we're seeing right now globally is central banks are engaged in this aggressive monetary easing cycle. The European Central Bank already cut rates 8 times. The Bank of England cut rate 5 times. The Swiss National Bank cut 6 times down to 0. And the Fed just did its first cut, maybe 1, possibly 2 cuts this year, maybe up to 3 next year. So why are they doing this? Because this could trigger inflation, and that's what the Fed is now talking about. Well, this is the only way out of this. They either got to grow the economy, there's 5 ways, default it, they're not going to default on debt, do a bail-in, which I have a report on where they seize your 401k IRA, or back the currency by gold, or do what central banks do, because they don't do the first four, they inflate their way out of this, and that's what is happening. We're going to see every major government of the world, the U.S., China, Japan, Europe, etc., lowering their currency, devaluing it to pay off debt with devalued dollars. That's why you're seeing this big rally in gold and silver, because the world has woken up to this. This is a global thing, and it's not going away.